Let's talk about tech, Twitter, building a Twitter profile. Listen, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of, again, kind of same principles on LinkedIn. I think the banner photo is really important on your Twitter. It tells about you. You should have a ways where people can maybe go somewhere else. Again, the banner photo is incredibly important on Twitter. Make sure you have one. Make sure it kind of describes who you are. And again, I'm talking about this. Now, a lot of people are like, you know, Taylor, I don't want to put out content, yada, yada. I understand. But what I'm saying is that if you're a job seeker and you want to use Twitter, I would absolutely have something on Twitter on the banner photo to like to back to your website or more about you. Or again, the whole point is we live in this TLDR culture. Right. We live in like we read three sentences at a time and that's it. And so everything on your Twitter is very short and to the point. I would say one of the great things about Twitter is it teaches you how to write more effectively, more efficiently. And so, again, incredibly important. So, yeah, banner photo, incredibly important. Also, your profile picture, incredibly important. We live in a sea of icons. Just like I talk about LinkedIn, Twitter is incredibly important as well. You have to have an icon picture that makes you stand out. If it's black and white or if it's dull, again, it needs to be clean, precise. I need to see your face. Make it colorful. Make it flashy so people can see you in, when they just aimlessly scroll. This is just me. I love some like emojis in your name. That's another thing to kind of make your name stand out in the sea of names on Twitter. I obviously am emphatically waving, which is kind of my personality, emphatically waving at you to, hey, come in. Let's hang out. Follow me. Would love to have you. So this is incredibly important, right? So I follow marketing Twitter. Marketing Twitter is huge. You know, I think there's so much correlation between the job search and marketing. But this portion, this title portion, I'm going to keep it consistent to like what we talk about on LinkedIn. The title portion of Twitter, you need to have something about yourself, what you offer, what you talk about. Right? Because like if I go to your profile and I can't figure out what you talk about all the time, like I'm probably not going to follow you. Right? So for me, I give a little humble brag just so you know where I'm coming from. And then I tell you what I talk about, trying to make hiring the software industry easier for candidates and companies. Follow for all my secrets. Right? You know, when you hit my profile, what I talk about. And that way it gives the user obviously a specific thing, the specific amount of information they're going to get back from me every single time. Also have a link to something, right? Your website, whatever. And then I love a good intro video, right? This is something that's not talked about enough. I think video goes a long way these days, especially since we're all in a remote world, right? I've had a lot of people lately say, hey, Taylor, I feel like I know you without ever have met you. I need more coffee. Anyways, all that being said, a video really allows people to fall in love with you, to allow you to be able to go like, wow, like this person's got a personality. Like I know who they are. Like this intro video I did is just about me. So before you even follow me, you can check me out. Right. And I think that's incredibly important. I think if you're on the job search, I would do a quick about me video, and it doesn't have to be produced like mine, just selfie styled up and throw it up here. So those are some basics. If you have any questions and you're still watching this, please at me, comment me. We can go over some things, but I want to go in about actually how to leverage Twitter and some accounts to follow. So list is a really big thing that Twitter has rolled out that, in my opinion, allows individuals to like get jump-started quicker, right? So Twitter is, if you like writing and your content like mine is very like written word tips, tricks, you know, like my mom runs my dad's Instagram account for his restaurant. And she's like, I want to get on Twitter. I was like, no, you don't, because your content is specifically video and picture. Like there's no need for that. And so all that being said, lists allows you to get jump-started quicker and find people that you want to follow kind of in a bulk scenario, right? So what I would do, and I'll share this, but if y'all want to follow my Taylor's Tech, you know, I got 44 people following this list. Obviously, this list composed of 95 members in Twitter that I really enjoy, that I really enjoy. Eva, you should follow my Twitter list. It's just, but again, it's the main people I really like to see on Twitter. But again, it is not for everybody, right? Because Eva goes, I have not had much luck with Twitter lists. Yes, I totally get that. Another thing that you probably need to get incredibly comfortable on is the search feature, right? So let's say you can do search jobs, right? So right now you can do jobs and you can do from anyone in the Twitter universe or just the people you follow, right? And then you can do anywhere or near you, right? So right here, you can scroll through here like, all right, Black Code Collective, shout out Taylor. You know, they have jobs, right? And so you can go to Black Code Collective and then obviously, you know, click on that. Again, you go down here, you know, ultimately it's people that are posting about the word jobs, but this is a way from a search perspective, that obviously here's one, land your dream job in data science, right? So get really comfortable playing with the search. You know, you can get into the advanced search and do hashtags and stuff. I think you need to get comfortable with, and again, I'm coming at this from a job search perspective, right? If you're watching this, you're like, man, I just want to like follow like goofy accounts and whatnot, like go ahead and do that, right? But for me, I think Twitter is this crazy, crazy ecosystem, especially tech Twitter, where you can really network and be engaged with people. Another thing with Twitter as well that I want to talk to you about is what I would do is I would follow some handful accounts, right? So Elliot, I do have to say, I'm going to give Elliot a shout out. He's here. I'd follow Techie Elliot. He posts some really good stuff around everything. Tech, job search. I love it, right? So he's a good account to follow. I also think as well, what you need to do is you need to engage. Oh, here's one as well. I created a JavaScript tech Twitter list, right? So if you follow this list, I will throw my list on here after we get off this session, but follow these lists and start liking and commenting, right? Again, it's crazy, but at the end of the day, liking and commenting on people's stuff is engagement, is networking. I can't tell you the amount of people that I have met, you know, in my DMs because of liking and commenting on people's posts. It helps. It helps a ton. And also then you get funny cat stuff. Let's see here. I'm going to kind of go back here. So yeah, dev community is an active hashtag. Follow Will on Twitter. Yep. Will right here, William Johnson. He's fantastic. Follow as well. You know, Elliot goes, it's probably one of the few places where I use my journalism since I write 70% of my day. Absolutely. Twitter's being very specific. Now, again, you can use Twitter like LinkedIn, right? Twitter and LinkedIn, you can use it three different ways. One, posting content. Two, liking and commenting on people's statuses. And three, DMing people. That applies to Twitter as well. And so what I would do is I would follow these lists, right? I'd go ahead and follow Elliot's list. I'm going to post my list. I'd go ahead. When I say follow dev community, so what I would do is this. So I would search Twitter and do dev community, right? Dev community right there. And honestly, I would just go through and start engaging with people, right? Here's some accounts you can follow as it relates to the development community. And then you can go through and like and comment on everybody's posts, right? So like this right here. So Abhishek, create an extended drop-down shadow effect. So what I would do is I would tweet Abhishek and I would go like, hey man, like this is great, right? And that's it, right? And you do that over and over and over again. But like I said, if you have to audit your time and you have a job and you need to audit your time, I would still probably say LinkedIn is where it's at. But I would also say that you need to touch Twitter in some way, shape, or form. A few other things. So Jeffrey goes, what's the difference between being a member and a follower of a Twitter list? So a member is in the list feed. A follower reads the content. Yeah. So if you're a member, I believe that you can... is actually in the list. And then obviously you just follow the list and follow the content. Oscar agreeing with me. I love it. And then Elliot goes, Twitter is a place to have a laugh and share your 100 days of code, free code camp, code newbie journey from noob to dev. Senior devs mentor juniors a lot here. Yeah, absolutely. Right. A lot. What I see is like the senior devs tweet a lot from a mentorship tips and tricks, and then the junior devs document their journey, right? I think Twitter is an amazing, amazing place to share stories. Can it get crazy? Can it get negative? It can. But for me, what I would do is I would get really comfortable with searching like, you know, dev community. So let's search some other things right here, right? So 100 days of code, right? So I would search 100 days of code. And then boom, all these people are tweeting right now. So what I would do is I would go to the latest and I would just engage with everybody. So Kef is posting about a Flutter tutorial that they are building. They're building a quiz app, right? So maybe you say, hey, Kef, saw your tweet. I actually recently just did a quiz app. Would love to help with you on that, right? Again, there's so many ways to engage with people here on Twitter. So yeah, that's the basics, y'all. I mean, at the end of the day, that's the basics. Make sure your Twitter profile is very tight, very clean. I'd really, really, really push the about me video up here. I'd get really, really, really comfortable in the hashtags here. Also another thing too, yes, Oscar goes, it's all about your feed. It doesn't get negative if you nip that in the bud quickly. Yeah, absolutely. Unfollow negative people. I'm all about that. Andrew goes, 100 days of code is an awesome exercise. Absolutely. Brandon Arve, what's going on, buddy? And then another thing too, that I want to get into as well is if you really want to dive in. So this is kind of 201 level is TweetDeck. So TweetDeck's a crazy, crazy tool. And this looks like this will make your eyes roll in the back of your head. So I fully understand that. So I do apologize, but TweetDeck has the opportunity where you can where you can set up certain filters and you can monitor those filters real time, right? So for example, I have my list of Taylor's Tech here. I have Gamecock football here. Marketing here. So, and then you can just follow accounts and set up parameters. So TweetDeck, again, this is a lot of information, but TweetDeck's kind of a 201 thing if you want to not use the Twitter app natively the way it's built. So that's all I got today. I know that was a lot of information. Hopefully I didn't trail off that much. I would recommend at the end of the day, I think Twitter's where it's at. LinkedIn's where it's at. I think LinkedIn should absolutely be the place where you hang out at. But I do have to say, if you have some time and you're interested in Twitter, get your Twitter profile set up, follow some lists, be engaged with people, liking and commenting, and that's it. The biggest thing I want to tell you as I finish this up right now is audit your time, right? If you're like, Taylor, I don't have time to put out content. Well, do you watch a ton of Netflix? Like, are you on your phone scrolling through Instagram mindlessly? Right. That's something that I've had to really figure out on my own with putting out more content. You need to audit your time. I will tell you this, if you are struggling to get on LinkedIn and you are on the job search, I would delete all your apps on your phone. I would delete all your apps on your phone and I would just use LinkedIn. Like, that's my 2 cents on that. So again, y'all, thank you again for hanging out with me this morning. Guidance Counselor 2.0. Again, text me 615-235-5650 to be a part of my texting community. TaylorDestin.com's got a bunch of free resources for the job seekers and hiring managers alike. Y'all have a wonderful Monday, and I will see y'all tomorrow. Peace.